BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says Russia has attacked a blood transfusion centre in the northeastern city of Kupiansk. He said a guided aerial bomb struck the centre and that rescue workers were putting out a fire. James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
If there is accuracy to President Zelensky's claim, it appears once again a medical building has come in harm's way. We've seen it before with a maternity hospital in the besieged city of Mariupol last year. We've seen it in a mental health hospital in Dnipro just a few months ago. This is a war that is synonymous with civilian areas, with cities being directly targeted. Now, in President Zelensky's tweet, he says this war crime alone says everything about Russian aggression. He says defeating terrorists is a matter of honour for everyone who values life. We're told there are dead and wounded, but we don't know much outside of President Zelensky's tweet.
US prosecutors have asked a judge to limit the information that Donald Trump can publicly discuss about his trial over his alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. They cite a threatening social media post by the former president on Friday. Sean Dilley is in Washington.
In their court filing, the special prosecutor Jack Smith argued that a protective order was particularly important in this case because the former president has previously issued public statements on social media about witnesses, judges and attorneys. Mr. Smith highlighted one of Mr. Trump's posts which said, "If you go after me, I'm coming for you." Mr. Trump's legal team has asked the judge to extend Monday's deadline to respond until Thursday.
More than 50 supporters of the former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan have been detained for protesting against his three-year prison sentence for corruption. Arrests were made in cities including Lahore, Karachi and Peshawar. But the demonstrations were more muted than the massive unrest after Mr. Khan's detention in May. Pope Francis has joined more than a million Catholic pilgrims at an evening vigil on the outskirts of the Portuguese capital, Lisbon. Many of the faithful waited for hours under a blazing sun to glimpse their spiritual leader, who's in Portugal for a Catholic youth festival. The Pope had a message of encouragement for the pilgrims.
I'll just leave you with this idea. Walk, and if you fall, get up. Walk with a goal. Train every day in life. Nothing in life is free. Everything is paid for. There's only one thing free in life, which is the love of Jesus.
Pope Francis will complete his trip on Sunday by celebrating Mass at the venue. World News from the BBC. Protesters opposed to the Israeli government's plans to overhaul the judiciary have held rallies across the country for the 31st straight week. Organisers in Tel Aviv continued with the protest despite a security guard being shot dead. Israeli police said a Palestinian stopped by two security guards fatally shot one before being killed by the other. A deadline set by the West African regional grouping ECOWAS for the military junta in Niger to reinstate the elected president expires later on Sunday. ECOWAS has threatened to use military force if the soldiers who deposed President Mohamed Bazoum do not agree to relinquish power. Here's Richard Hamilton.
As the deadline draws near, there are three possible options. First, that the deadline is extended. This seems unlikely and would be seen as a sign of weakness by ECOWAS. Secondly, that the two sides agree on a timetable to transfer to civilian government. The regional bloc has already negotiated the process of moving towards democracy in Mali and Burkina Faso, but it's not clear whether the military rulers of those countries will actually make good on their promises. The third and most drastic option is military intervention. This is being seen as the last resort.
Parliament in Senegal has restored the right of two opposition figures to stand in next year's presidential election. It voted to allow people who've been convicted but then pardoned or amnestied to run for public office. That clears the way for Khalifa Sall and Karim Wade, who were prevented from standing in 2019. Hélène Carrère-Doncos, the first woman to head the Académie Française since its formation in the 17th century, has died aged 94. President Emmanuel Macron said her legacy was immortal. BBC News.